This is a Fox News alert. I'm Mary Corsetti. Ivana Trump, the first wife of Donald Trump, has died. The former president announced it on social media Thursday, saying, quote, "I'm very saddened to inform all of those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City." Plus, President Biden in Jerusalem today with the Israeli prime minister. Biden says America is committed to ensuring Iran doesn't obtain a nuclear weapon.
"I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome."
The president says his administration has outlined what they're willing to accept in a new nuclear deal with Iran and is awaiting response. Meanwhile, the Democrat-controlled House is working to pass a couple of abortion rights bills this week, but their efforts may be facing some backlash.
Democrats are all in on abortion rights, and they're really playing up these what-if scenarios. Republicans and even some reporters here covering the Hill are questioning a bill sponsored by Senators Murray, Gillibrand, and Cortez Masto that would stop states from interfering with a woman's right to cross state lines to get an abortion, but they're questioning why they're pushing this when no states have moved yet to do so. Democrats do acknowledge they don't have enough votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she wasn't even willing to negotiate on a new bill that might be able to get through the Senate.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles that struck a city in central Ukraine killed at least 23 people and injured more than 100 others, including children. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaks on the ongoing conflict.
"If that war could come to some closure, it would be a great thing for the people of Ukraine."
This is the fifth month of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Plus, a federal grand jury has indicted the White Buffalo supermarket shooter on counts including federal hate crime charges punishable by the death penalty. Peyton Gendron has pleaded not guilty to state and federal charges. The supermarket where 10 black people were killed is set to reopen its doors to the public Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A grand jury has indicted South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh on murder charges.
South Carolina authorities accusing Alex Murdaugh of murdering his wife and son back in June of 2021. Two separate weapons were used, a rifle against 52-year-old Maggie Murdaugh and a shotgun against their 22-year-old son, Paul. Today's indictments are the most serious in a long trail of legal problems for the disgraced attorney, who's accused of pocketing settlement money from his clients. Murdaugh's defense team issued this statement. Alec wants his family, friends, and everyone to know that he did not have anything to do with the murders of Maggie and Paul. He loved them more than anything in the world.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Meanwhile, 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes has been charged with the rape of a 10-year-old girl in Ohio who reportedly sought an abortion in Indiana.
Following the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the 10-year-old victim had to travel out of state to terminate the pregnancy that resulted from her being raped. Ohio banned abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. When it was learned the little girl was pregnant in late June, the Indianapolis Star reports that she missed the deadline for the Ohio law by 3 days. Her story appears to have been leaked by the doctor in Indianapolis and made it all the way to the White House.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And federal officials say a Texas man, not his teenage son, is responsible for a fatal collision.
The National Transportation Safety Board says 38-year-old Heinrich Siemens had methamphetamine in his system when he drove his pickup truck into an oncoming lane in West Texas, striking a van, killing 9 people. Investigators initially suggesting his 13-year-old son was behind the wheel of the truck, colliding with a vehicle carrying a group of students and coaches from the University of the Southwest. Officials now say DNA testing confirms Siemens was driving during the March 15th collision. He, his teenage son, 6 college golfers, and a coach were killed.
Fox's Christine Goodwin. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.